How can we explain last UHERC anisotropies by D. Fajan et al.? We consider the recent results on UHECR, ultra-high energy cosmic ray, clustering, composition, distribution in the sky, from the energy of several EEV with the dipole anisotropy up to the highest ones. We have suggested since 2008 and we reconfirm here that UHECR at 40 up to 70 EEV are mostly made by light and lightest nuclei. The remarkable Virgo absence and the few localized nearby extragalactic sources as seen as NG-253, MET-2 may be well understood by the lightest nuclei fragility and opacity within MPC distances. We comment also on the role of a few galactic UHECR sources at 10 EEV that may be partially feeding the Auger dipole UHECR anisotropy. The recent anisotropy in the UHECR spectral composition of lightest and heavy nuclei, outside and along the galactic plane, could also be a first confirmation of our previous claims 2012. The interplay of the heavier and most energetic UHECR galactic nuclei with the mainly local, MPCs, extragalactic signals ruled by lightest nuclei, seems to fit the main pieces of UHECR puzzle. This was, How Can We Explain Last UHERC Anisotropies, by D. Fajan et al.